What should our owners do who are listening? Obviously, they're here because they're concerned about this. What should they do in an acute case of laminitis with their horses? What should their reaction be?
Sure. So for an acute case of like a endocrinopathic form of laminitis, some of the studies that we have done experimentally and then looking at clinical cases actually has shown that icing horses continuously and not on and off again, but keeping them in continuous ice has helped prevent the development or severity of some of the laminitic change. That in conjunction with the anti-inflammatories that Dr. Burns talked about before, either the flunixin or phenylbutazone. So for us, at least here, and Dr. Burns, you can comment there, getting these animals with icing their feet or their distal limbs has been an important step towards preventing further damage.
And Dr. Burns, did you have anything to add?
Absolutely. I think I certainly agree with that. And I'll just to comment on the ice, we also do a lot of continuous distal limb icing cryotherapy here, both for clinical cases and certainly for experimental work. And there's some recent evidence that, you know, we've known for a while that that icing is effective for sepsis-associated laminitis, but there's some new evidence coming out. And this has been a question for a while, that distal limb cryotherapy is also effective in both preventing if it started early and mitigating the severity if it started during a bout of endocrinopathic laminitis. And so it appears that icing is very effective in the setting of different forms of laminitis. And so I completely agree. We use a lot of ice around here, and you know, horses seem to tolerate it very well. Some of our physician colleagues are sort of horrified when they see what kinds of temperatures we achieve in the distal limbs, because when they talk about cooling for therapy, they're talking about 4 or 5 degrees away from body temperature, and we're talking about 30 degrees away from body temperature. But horses tolerate it very well, and it seems to be really effective in the setting of this disease, which can be difficult to treat. So, yeah, we do a lot of that too.